Saint Thérèse of Lisieux has been called even by popes one of the great saints of modern times. And her autobiography, Story of a Soul, is a truly treasure of so many different insights into our Christian life. She became a doctor of the church, this simple Carmelite who died in her 20s, because of the depth of her insights. And at one point in her autobiography, she tells the story of a dream she had. She's already a Carmelite nun in the convent. And in this dream, she sees herself there with her mother, who had died many years before. And three Carmelite sisters are walking towards her, their faces veiled. And she says she realized right away that these Carmelite sisters walking towards her had come from heaven. And she longed to see the face of these three Carmelite saints. And one of them indeed came up to her and lifted her veil and showed her her face. And she recognized her as Mother Anne of Jesus, who was the Carmelite who had brought the Carmelite order to France, the order into which Saint Thérèse later would become a member. And this was a very striking thing for Saint Thérèse. It wasn't a frightening dream. It wasn't a nightmare. In fact, there was deep peace as she saw these sisters coming to her from heaven. And she says it was a significant moment for her because she realized that she owed a deep debt of gratitude to Mother Anne of Jesus, but that she actually didn't think very often of her. And she was reminded of what a gift that this saint was to her. And she says she came to be reminded of the fact that not only that one particular saint, but all the blessed inhabitants of heaven, she said. She was filled with this deep gratitude for all the blessed souls in heaven who love her and were praying for her. What happened for Saint Thérèse was that that veil between heaven and earth was lifted for a moment. And she was reminded of how thin that veil is, of her communion with all the souls that had gone before her, just as it was for St. John in the first reading today from Revelation. He received this great privilege of having the vision of this great multitude before the throne of God. The veil, if you will, between heaven and earth was lifted, and he saw all these souls in glory worshiping in their white robes before the throne of the Lamb. We all need reminders like that, which is why every year, here at the beginning of the month of November, the church, if you will, lifts the veil for a moment to remind us of this great truth that we profess every time we pray the Apostles' Creed, the communion of saints, that even though we are separated physically from all those who have gone before us and have passed from this life, we are still in communion with them. Tomorrow we will reflect on the souls in purgatory undergoing their final purification before they enter into heaven, and we will offer special prayers for them because we remain one with them in the communion of saints. Tomorrow we'll have a somewhat more sober feel to it, but today is a great solemnity, a great day of rejoicing. As we're reminded of those souls who have gone before us, who now stand before the very throne of God in heaven. And instead of us praying for them as we do for the souls in purgatory, they pray for us. These blessed inhabitants that Saint Thérèse spoke about, who love us, and who so desire us to join them before the throne of God in the glory of heaven. And today's feast reminds us that those who stand there before the throne of God in heaven are not only the ones who the church has canonized formally and held up for us as extraordinary examples of lives of holiness, but all those who have gone before us, our own relatives, our own friends, who have reached the end for which God has created each and every one of us, that eternal communion with Him. The glory of heaven in which every tear is wiped away and there is no sorrow, no suffering, but only the eternal bliss of our union with God and our union with one another in the communion of saints. You know, at every Holy Mass, when Christ himself becomes present on the altar in the Eucharist, veiled under the form of bread and wine, the appearance of bread and wine, through him, we are united in a particular way with the rest of the communion of saints here at the Mass. We have that great gift of being one before him who is present here to us. So today we give thanks to God for the mighty hosts of saints, the great throng, the great multitude that love us and pray for us in heaven. And we ask God and we ask the saints to intercede for us that we might follow in their trail and that one day we too might be numbered among that great throng before the throne of God in the glory of heaven.